Japan's chief tariff negotiator was in Washington, D.C. last week looking to finalize the U.S.-Japan trade and investment agreement recently announced by the White House. U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom was in Tokyo when the agreement was announced, and he offers these observations from the market.
I think there was a bit of relief in the Japanese trade, having met with several importer distributors and, of course, some of our member exporters as well while I was there. You know, I think the fact that a deal had been done on autos, which is obviously one of the big sticky points with Japan, kind of laid to rest any concerns there might have been on possible retaliation from the Japanese side should a deal not have been reached. So when you're talking about your second largest export market in the world, 2024, we saw about $1.9 billion on beef and about $1.4 billion on pork for a total of about $3.3 billion in sales. And it's been pretty consistent right in that range.
The latest trade deal follows a Japan trade agreement from the first Trump administration that put U.S. red meat on a level playing field.
One needs to remember as it relates to Japan in 2020 and Trump administration won, the Japan-U.S. Ag Agreement was announced. And that was really key because we were not on a level playing field at that time with our global competitors. And that phase one agreement in 2020 put us all on a level playing field. Even though our duties are higher than some other countries, currently we're at 21.6% on U.S. beef into Japan, but it got us on a level playing field. And the fact that we got this deal done, at least at the minimum, maintains that level playing field. I think that's really important to remember because it wasn't that long ago where we were at a severe disadvantage tariff-wise.
For more information on how this and other recent trade deals affect the U.S. red meat industry, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm John Harreth.